Scientists in Tasmania have made a discovery they say could help save the Tasmanian devil from extinction. The contagious devil facial tumour disease is spreading across the island, but there are different types of the cancer, and not every tumour is deadly, as Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
The contagious cancer that's pushing Tasmanian devils towards extinction has been spreading across the island for almost 20 years. But one population of wild devils that live near Cradle Mountain appeared to be immune from the disease. Most were dying of old age, not the cancer. Dr. Rodrigo Hamady from the University of Tasmania has been studying the devils.
We believe that this population got disease in 2006. By 2011, 2012, nothing had happened with this population. It was basically behaving like a normal DFTD-free population.
Dr. Hamady says when a new strain of the tumour arrived in 2013, it killed most of the devils.
It's the original strain. It's the oldest and most common strain spread across the state. But in northwestern Tasmania, we had this different strain and we were very excited about it because devils were not dying, the population was not declining. And we thought that this strain probably would outcompete a strain that has a lot high mortality and higher population effects, but it was the other way around. It's proven that the tumour is changing for its own benefit.
The scientists have learnt that the devil's ability to survive the cancer depends on what type of tumour the animals are infected by. Wildlife biologist Associate Professor Mena Jones says the tumour type that wasn't killing the devils in large numbers was an unusual strain of the cancer, known as a tetraploid.
For some reason on the disease front, we had this little pocket of a tetraploid strain and that managed to persist there and it was slower growing and so the population wasn't declining. But then the diploid strain, which is faster growing, it's more aggressive, it kills the host faster, that one moved into this site and it very rapidly replaced the tetraploid strain and then we started to get population decline.
There was a hope to begin with that these devils were somehow naturally immune to the disease because they were West Coast devils. What does this mean for the future of the whole species then? The fact that, no, these devils weren't naturally immune. Most of them have been wiped out by this strain of the cancer and now this cancer is moving across the entire island.
I think it's just one part of the puzzle and it means that we need to keep studying the tumour as well as the devil. And we need to understand how the tumour is evolving and as well as how the devil is evolving.
Dr. Rodrigo Hamady says studying the genetics of the devils at Cradle Mountain has been an important step in the fight to save the animal from extinction.
For the first time, we've been able to relate tumour genetics to epidemic patterns, to infection rates and to population effects. And now we have proved that there are certain tumour lineages that have a big impact on devils and there are others that don't.
There is an insurance population of more than 600 devils being held in zoos and wildlife parks around the country.
Felicity Ogilvie.